You're listening to SBS News.
There was an early morning rush by those eager to get ahead of the flu. Hundreds attended free influenza clinics held at Melbourne and Sydney's town halls today, with over 700 bookings made in total. The hubs were organised by the Immunisation Coalition, which hopes to boost the public immunisation drive. The organisation's CEO is Kim Sampson.
It's a reminder that influenza is still a serious disease and causes a lot of hospitalisations and deaths in ordinary years. This is an unusual year, of course.
Health experts like Australian surgeon and Nobel laureate Peter Doherty say our focus on driving coronavirus out of the country has caused us to neglect influenza prevention.
Unlike COVID, influenza can be very bad in the very young, and it also kills young adults at times. We saw that in the 2009 influenza pandemic. So influenza is something to be very careful about. We're kind of accustomed to it, but it's a bad disease.
While flu cases remain low for the moment, experts are sounding the alarm on a potential rebound flu season ahead.
One of the fears is that if we've had a very quiet or low flu season in a preceding year, it means that we've lost some of that herd immunity. And that might mean that we're more susceptible next time around.
A higher level of complacency as more COVID vaccines are distributed is thought to be one factor behind the low numbers of people getting the flu shot. Vaccine hesitancy is another. Mr. Sampson says more people need to get vaccinated in order to rebuild herd immunity against influenza.
It's a reminder that influenza is still a serious disease and causes a lot of hospitalisations and deaths in ordinary years. This is an unusual year, of course.
Experts are also reminding us that we're still at risk of catching the flu despite the COVID vaccine rollout. Those wanting to get both of those vaccines are being urged to wait at least 2 weeks between jabs.
We think that if we give the body 2 weeks break in between either of them, it doesn't matter which one you have first, they're actually going to give that immune system time to build up, learn that first enemy, recover and be ready for the next one.
Anyone over the age of 6 months are urged to get their flu shot every year. Hershela Kumarawansa, SBS News.